What if the secret to contentment wasn't hidden in ancient scrolls or academic treatises, but sitting right there in the 100-acre wood with a pot of honey? 3 million readers discovered this unlikely truth when a relatively unknown writer named Benjamin Hoff paired Winnie the Pooh with Taoist philosophy in 1982. The book landed on college reading lists, corporate training agendas, and bedside tables from Hollywood to Main Street. Its power lies in a radical premise that wisdom doesn't require intellectual gymnastics or spiritual marathons. Sometimes the bear of very little brain understands more than the rest of us combined. What Pooh grasps intuitively, and what ancient Taoists spent lifetimes articulating, is that fighting against life's current exhausts us, while floating with it carries us exactly where we need to go. Picture three ancient philosophers standing around a vat of vinegar, each taking a taste. Confucius puckers at the sourness, seeing life as fallen from heaven's perfect order, fixable only through rigid rules and social hierarchy. Buddha grimaces at the bitterness, recognizing existence itself as suffering that can only be transcended through detachment from worldly desire. But Lao Tzu, founder of Taoism, smiles. The vinegar tastes sweet to him, not because he's delusional, but because he accepts reality as it is, rather than mourning what it isn't or escaping what it contains. This fundamental difference shapes everything. Where Confucius imposes structure and Buddha seeks transcendence, Taoism embraces what it calls the dust of the world. The Tao, meaning the way, represents the natural current underlying all existence, like water finding its path downhill without effort or strategy. At Taoism's heart sits Pooh, the uncarved block. Things in their original state contain power that gets lost when we complicate them. The Chinese character combines tree and thicket, nature's creation before human interference. Pooh embodies this perfectly. While Rabbit's cleverness leads everyone in circles, Pooh's simple, "I wonder which way home is," finds the solution immediately. When Eeyore loses his tail, it's not scholarly Owl or strategic Rabbit who finds it, but Pooh, who simply notices Owl's new bell rope looks familiar. This mirrors the Taoist mirror mind that reflects reality without distortion. From this uncarved state comes the ability to enjoy simplicity and act spontaneously. Children solve problems before education complicates their thinking. They draw without worrying about technique, sing without concern for pitch. Your best ideas arrive not when you're straining to think, but when your mind relaxes, in the shower, on a walk, right before sleep. Owl enters as a cautionary tale. The wise are not learned, the learned are not wise. Lao Tse's observation cuts deep in our credential-obsessed culture. Owl represents the scholarly mind that mistakes information for understanding, using intimidating words, constructing elaborate theories, yet missing what's right in front of his beak. He can spell Tuesday, but can't find his own house. This isn't anti-intellectualism, but recognition that intellectual knowledge has limits. True understanding comes from direct experience, not merely being correct about facts. Coddleston, Coddleston, Coddleston pie. A fly can't bird, but a bird can fly. Pooh's song captures a profound truth. Everything has its own nature that should be respected, not forced. A fish swims brilliantly but fails at climbing trees. Judge it by tree-climbing standards and it will believe it's stupid. Yet we constantly violate this principle. Parents pushing children into mismatched careers, partners trying to change each other, people fighting their own inclinations. Chuang Tzu illustrated this when his friend called a gnarled tree useless for lumber. The sage replied that the tree lived long precisely because of its uselessness. It was perfect for shade and rest, its true nature. When you know your inner nature, you know where you belong. Chuang Tzu refused a prestigious court position because, like a tortoise preferring mud to a silk box, freedom suited his nature better than status. Sometimes limitations become strengths. When Owl's house falls, it's Piglet, the very small animal, who squeezes through the letter slot to get help. This principle extends to action itself. Water flows around rocks, never forcing, yet reaching its destination. This is Wu Wei, acting without meddlesome, combative, or egotistical effort. When Eeyore falls in the river, Rabbit commands and Piglet worries. Pooh simply drops a stone to create waves that wash Eeyore ashore. No elaborate plans, no excessive effort, just the right action at the right moment. When things work with Wu Wei, the round peg goes in the round hole without struggle. Egotistical desire forces things. Cleverness devises complicated solutions. Knowledge overthinks problems. But Wu Wei just does what's needed. At its highest level, Wu Wei becomes practically invisible, a reflex action. The mind of Wu Wei flows like water, reflects like a mirror, and responds like an echo. The Taoist martial art Tai Chi Chuan demonstrates this by overcoming force with yielding, like a cork in water that bounces back when struck. Your best work happens when you're in the zone, not forcing things but allowing them to flow through you. Our achievement-oriented culture teaches that more effort equals better results. Wu Wei suggests the opposite. Sometimes doing less accomplishes more. It's not laziness, but aligning actions with circumstances' natural flow. Think about being stuck in traffic. You can rage against the delay, or accept what you cannot change and use the time differently. This approach manifests practically, responding to conflict with flexibility instead of force, approaching problems with patience instead of panic, finding contentment in simplicity instead of complexity. When you stop fighting reality and align with its natural rhythms, effectiveness and peace arrive together. You can't capture the Tao in words. The Tao Te Ching opens by declaring, "The Tao that can be told is not the eternal Tao. You must experience it directly." Gone out, back soon, busy Baxin. Always running, never here. Unlike Pooh, who savors the present, the Baxin perpetually chases an elusive great reward, supposedly waiting just beyond reach, behind the next molecule, in the executive suite, past the moon. We check emails during dinner, plan tomorrow during today, work through vacations. We've created a culture valuing busyness over being, achievement over appreciation. The Baxin's obsession with saving time ironically leaves them with less time than ever. You can't save time. You can only spend it wisely or foolishly. While Baxins rush through life destroying their youth with stress, Taoist immortals lived youthfully into their hundreds through inner quiet. The secret lies in what Pooh discovers when asked what he likes best, that moment of anticipation before eating honey, better than the eating itself. When we take time to enjoy our surroundings and appreciate being alive, we're no longer busy Baxins. As poet Lu Yu wrote, "Life is like clouds joining and separating, breezes coming and going. So why not relax?" Next time you rush through one activity to get to the next, ask yourself, "What am I missing in this moment?" Why follow Pooh, a bear of little brain? Because wisdom comes not from knowledge, but from simplicity. Within each person lives an owl, a rabbit, an Eeyore, and a Pooh. Having followed owl and rabbit too long, we must now choose the way of Pooh, the voice of a child's mind guiding us through the forest. As Pooh says, "To know the way, we go the way. We do the way we do the things we do." Pairing Pooh with Taoism reveals that profound wisdom comes wrapped in simple packages. Natural simplicity, acceptance, effortless action, presence, and emptiness aren't abstract concepts. They're practical approaches to living well. In a world of complexity and constant striving, this pairing offers a refreshing alternative, a way of being that aligns with our true nature. So here's your invitation. Slow down enough to notice the pot of honey that's been waiting all along. Embrace your inner Pooh. Not because thinking is bad, but because overthinking obscures what simple seeing reveals. In a culture celebrating busyness, choose presence. In a world demanding complexity, choose simplicity. In a life rushing toward tomorrow, choose today.